Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by... Well, instead of doing a sponsor, what I would love for everybody to do is nominate me for the podcast awards. I know I've taken 2 weeks off. Deeply sorry about that for not really giving anybody a warning, because I really didn't know it was going to happen. Life's just been really crazy lately. But definitely do me a favor. Go to otrwesterns.com/award. That will kick you over to podcastawards.com. I'm looking for the culture and arts category. Put the Old Time Radio Westerns in the name. And then for the website, do www.otrwesterns.com. Hopefully we'll get nominated again this year. First year we did it. We got nominated. Didn't win, but we did get nominated. Second year, we didn't even get nominated. Kind of sad. I don't remember pushing it. I think I missed it. And then this year, hopefully, we'll get nominated again. It's great to be nominated. That's actually a goal of mine. I would love to win, but there's a ton of podcasts out there, so it's really hard for me to win. But the nomination, it's kind of nice because I can say, hey, 2010 podcast nominated, you know, for best in culture and arts, and then I can do this for 2012. So deeply appreciate it. I know a lot of you guys love this podcast. This intro is really long, and it's going to be for this week, and I'm sorry about it. But that's about it. And again, otrwesterns.com/award. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Country Style USA. Original air date, well, I don't have it. It's from 1950, roughly. And we've had this artist on before, Hawkshaw Hawkins. Now this is a different set. One song is repeat, and I was quite surprised. I just wanted to make sure that we didn't have repeat, but they did have the same artist. Something notable, which I've been trying to do with some of the famous people that have come on, is the way Hawkshaw Hawkins died. He died in 1963, and that's not so important. It's not even how he died. Plane crash, just, you know, flew into severe weather. You know, we've heard that happen before, and they found it about 90 miles out of Nashville. But one person in particular was on the plane with him, and that was Patsy Cline. Now, I've heard of Patsy Cline, being as young as I am. Someone else who died was Cowboy Copas. Never actually heard of him, and so not quite sure there. But Patsy Cline I've heard of, and now I know that Hawkshaw Hawkins and Patsy Cline died together on the same plane. Sad event, obviously, but just something noteworthy to hear. Now let's get into today's episode, and I hope you enjoy.
It's time for Country Style USA. Stay all night. Stay a little longer. Dance all night. Dance a little longer. Pull off your coat and go in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Well, hi there, everybody. And this is Richard Hayes saying welcome to Country Style USA, presented transcribed by your United States Army in cooperation with this radio station. Country Style USA features the best in country and folk music, and of course the biggest stars are always on hand to provide our music. Our special guest today is Mr. Hawkshaw Hawkins. And here to tell you all about our show is our guest, Hawkshaw Hawkins.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very kindly. And we want to say a thank you a whole lot to Mr. Richard Hayes. We got a lot of songs for you, and this is Hawkshaw Hawkins talking to you. And we want you to know we're going to start out here with one of our RCA Victor records entitled Standing at the End of My World.
I'm standing at the end of my world. Everything on this earth I love is gone. We sometimes live a lifetime in a day, but realize too late the day is gone. I'm standing at the end of my world, looking back o'er my wasted past and dreaming of the things that might have been if we lived each newborn day as if the last. It seems all my life has been in vain. Everything that I've done somehow was wrong, but the sunshine never follows the rain, and in the crowd I always stood alone. I'm standing at the end of my world, looking back on my wasted past and dreaming of the things that might have been if we live each newborn day as if the last.
All right, boys. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very kindly. That's one of our new records called Standing at the End of the World. We've got another one here that's not too old we'd like to do for you, one that we get an awful lot of requests for, and thought maybe y'all might like to hear it. A little cute thing here called How Can Anything So Pretty Be So Doggone Mean?
Yes, baby, you are beautiful. I've got to hand you that. You've got me oh so goggle-eyed, I don't know where I'm at. The more I try to melt you down, you are the iceberg queen. How can anything so pretty be so doggone mean? You're just a little charmer that's so tempting and so bold. You like to set a guy on fire, then turn on the cold. I've tried my best to melt you down, you little old frost machine. How can anything so pretty be so doggone mean? Laughing up your sleeve to see me in a sweat, but I have got a notion that you're playing hard to get. The more I try to melt you down, you are the iceberg queen. How can anything so pretty be so doggone mean? You're just a little charmer that's so tempting and so bold. You like to set a guy on fire, then turn on the coal. I've tried my best to melt you down, you little ice machine. How can anything so pretty be so doggone mean? You're just a little charmer that's so tempting and so bold. You like to set a guy on fire, then turn on the coal. I've tried my best to melt you down, you little old frost machine. How can anything so pretty be so doggone mean?
Oh. All right, how can anything so pretty be so doggone mean? Here's a fellow we want you to listen to. He's not very pretty and he's not very mean, but his name is Mr. Richard Hayes.
Well, thank you very much, Hawkshaw. You kind of catch your breath there for a moment. Well, I talked to all the nice folks out there. I suppose all of us at one time or another have seen the principle of strength through unity demonstrated by a handful of sticks. Singly, they can be broken very easily, but when bound together, well, then it's practically impossible to break them. And so it is with our America. Working together as a team, we can be certain that our democratic way of life will never be broken. One of the most important members of democracy's team is our United States Army, a highly spirited organization that offers unequal opportunities to modern young men and women. Today, the Army has a new career program in operation, one that permits you to choose your own course of training in the skill that best suits your aptitudes and interests. So, well, we kind of suggest you find out about it real soon. And how do you do that? That's real easy. Just visit your nearest United States Army recruiting station. And from those words of wisdom, right back we go to the tall gentleman with a smile on his face, Mr. Hawkshaw Hawkins.
Thank you, Mr. Richard Hayes. Thank you very kindly, folks, for listening. Well, sir, we've got another one here we'd like to do for you, one that we also recorded for our Saint Victor. We'd like to do it for you now, entitled, I Want to Be a Coppin' Mama or a Papa.
I want to be a papa to a car hoppin' mama, a little gal that I'll bet you know. When anything is thrilling, you can bet she's willing. I blow my horn and she's right there to go. She's got a bit of rhythm when she moves her hips. She's got a smile of heaven and it gets her tips. I want to be a papa to a car hoppin' mama, that car hoppin' mama that I love.
Ah. Yeah.
I want to be a papa to a car hoppin' mama, a little gal that I'll bet you know. I pulled into the drive, she knew I had arrived. When she comes out, the horns begin to blow. Now I'll pop the question in a day or two. I'll be a lucky fellow when she says I do. And I'll become a papa to a car hoppin' mama, and her car hoppin' days are through.
All right, all right. Thank you very much, boys. Yeah, I got one here that I'd like to do for you. We recorded a long time ago. We want to do it for you now, called I'll Take a Chance with You.
I'll take a chance with you, love. I'm throwing my chips all in. For life without you is no good, love. I must take a chance to win. Love is a game of chance I take, where the deal isn't always fair. I'll take a chance, my heart's at stake. I hope our two hearts make a pair. I'll lead with my heart if you'll follow through. With two hearts together, I know I can't lose. I'll take a chance with you, love, if you'll take a chance with me.
All right, here they come, them Nighthawks, to play a mighty pretty song on the show today called Remington Rhyme. Thank you. course. That was sure mighty fine. Bobby Forster's kind of shining for you there on his steel guitar, the Remington Rag. Well, neighbor, you know, all good things must come to an end. I say it's good things because we have really, really enjoyed it. But we want you to know, if you'd like to drop us a card or letter, just drop it to Hawkshaw Hawkins, Country Style USA, RPC, Governor's Island, New York 4, New York. Our time is up, so behave yourself, everybody.
Stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night, dance a little longer, pull on the coat, throw it in the corner, don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Country Style USA is presented, transcribed each week by your United States Army's Recruiting Service in cooperation with this radio station. Our special guest today was Hawkshaw Hawkins. This program was produced and directed by the Recruiting Publicity Center for the United States Army, and this is Richard Hayes speaking, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Country Style USA. And in the meantime, reminding you that this year, more than ever before, in the Army, you serve your country and yourself.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.